Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
What's happening? Happy Friday. Hey, we're gonna talk planning today. You see, just the other day, I mentioned my Perfect Week Planner, and I've seen so many people use it, and I use it all the time, and it's so simple. And I mentioned it to the podcast. I just happened to say, hey, it's my Perfect Week Planner, perfectweekplanner.com. I do that a lot. And suddenly, like 400 of you went over and got it. It's like, really? I've been talking about this thing forever, and you just finally got it today, or maybe you just remembered it today. But you're not using it right, okay? Now, some of you are, because some of you are in my coaching calls, some of you are on my groups, and we get on, I talk to you, and you hold it up in front of me, I see you using it. I'm going to explain the Perfect Week Planner today, not in excruciating detail, but enough that you understand how it works well and why you need to use it today, okay? If you're into planning and your planning thing ain't working out, this will. Guaranteed. I'll give your money back. Well, it's free, but you know. It's a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Get your butt in here. Let's do some stuff. My name is Scott Smith, founder and chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Episode 4,795, going to 5,000 episodes. That's right around Christmas time. And I might take Christmas off, so we might end up before. I've never taken a day off, by the way, not in the podcast. Is that unbelievable? I have never done it. Every single show I've ever done now out of almost 5,000 episodes has been brand new. Yes, sometimes we revisit the topics, but it's always freshly recorded. Every single week, a brand new show for 18 years. People say, Scott, why are you going to give up the daily show at some point? I said, well, did you hear what I just said? Okay. Anyway, whatever I was saying there. Good to have you today. My name is Scott Smith. Thanks for stopping by. Face Your Passion is kind of cool. You're going to hear me talking a lot about that because it's an awesome coaching program. I put everything I can into this for you. I did not make it a course. If you're a course person, just ignore me. Okay. I have a course for you within it. Yes. Called a Success Path. But what it is a coaching program for people who say, hey, if I could get together with Scott about 3 days a week and I could get coached and mentored and guided, and it didn't cost me $5,000 a month. If I could afford it, I'd do it. It's for you. Go to faceyourpassion.com, watch the workshop, see what it's all about. If you dig it, join. I'll welcome you in. So Friday, question is always, how do I want to feel? It's a great question. It's one I ask every single day in my daily awareness diary. And it blows my mind that I have a new answer every single day. Past couple of weeks, I've been working really, really hard. I've been on a sprint. I tend to control my hours, and I tend to really focus on rest. I read a book the other day, the book called Rest. They say, Malcolm Gladwell made famous the quote that 10,000 hours is required to become an expert, really good at something. I don't totally believe that. A lot of people are against that. But he says 10,000 hours are what makes it happen. The truth is, about 12,000 hours of rest are required to make that happen. That's been studied. So you got to rest a little bit more than you act to get things going the way you want it to go. And on top of that, you got to spend about 30,000 hours of sleep to make those 10,000 hours happen. Man, it's just kind of crazy. So I've been kind of spending a lot of time on the work part of it. And now we're kind of transitioning back to more of a balanced rest that the sprint's over. And now it's just kind of back to the marathon. It's important to do that. And one way to do that is just to say, how do I want to feel? And I'm excited. I love how things are going, but I just want to feel rested. So I'm going back to my plan, and you should as well. So when this podcast is over today, I want you to say, how do I want to feel? Listen to your subconscious mind and do what it says. If you want the advanced version, tomorrow morning when you get out of bed, just before you get out of bed, right after you wake up, just load in your brain the night before to ask how I want to feel the very minute I wake up. Watch what happens. Be surprised about what you're going to tell yourself. Okay, let's talk about some planning. I talk to clients all the time. They usually say something like, I don't know why I have such a hard time planning my day-to-day stuff. I want my day to be easier. And it's true. That's what they say. I get it. Everybody does. And it makes, it really makes for a mindset shift when you think differently. So let me just kind of jump into this today and get into a very simple way of planning. And again, if you want to do this, go get my Perfect Week Planner, perfectweekplanner.com. It is so simple. I'm reworking it a little bit, but not a whole lot. I've got to make it prettier, basically. because it works the way it is. Essentially, the concept is this. If you study anybody who is got success and got their life under control, anybody who's prolific, I guess, that's probably the word to say, because when you're prolific, a lot happens for you. If you study what they do, they've got real control over things like their working hours, their focus hours, when they rest, all that kind of stuff. And to make that happen, you've got to have a planner to get it to happen. Now, most people, regular folk, are out there with their crazy planners. They've got their iPad planners, they've got their Asanas, they've got their Todoist, they've got all that kind of stuff going on. And basically all you're doing is just keeping up with the check marks. We used to do that with the Franklin Covey planners back in the 80s and 90s, I guess. And we chased the check marks all day long. And but at least it was paper, so it slowed us down a little bit. These days, it just multiplies. It's like little bunnies inside these damn apps. And that's how people are planning their day. Oh, let's see what all the stuff I got to do today and see when am I going to get it done. I'll try to do it. Do all this stuff before lunch. If I don't, I'll do it afterwards. If not, and you know, it doesn't happen. You know how it works. So here's how you do it. If you want to be prolific, if you want to be productive, if you want to get some sleep, if you want to actually feel like you're doing something and control your life, you got to take control. So my Perfect Week Planner basically does this. It puts nothing on your calendar. Now, there's more to it than that. I'm actually checking in with values and goals and things like that. What's really important to you, what's not important to you. But this is the gist of it, so get it today. I show my calendar to people all the time. If you want to see it, just jump on one of my calls at some point, I'll show it to you. And what you're going to see most weeks is mostly nothing. That's it. Because my to-do list is not on my calendar. I've got plenty to do, trust me. But on my calendar are basically big blocks of white space. My entire goal in life is to look at my calendar and to say, look, there's a lot of white space. There's nothing to do. Now, I used to fill in some of that white space with blocks that this is where I would work on projects. This is where I would read. This is where I'd work out. I used to do that. It didn't work for me. It didn't work. So what I did was I said, let's follow what other people do. Let's essentially block things out in the blocks that work for me, and then I'll fill it in as necessary as I go through the day. So here's my planner. You ready? On a day-to-day basis, here's how it goes. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. On Monday, there is never anything on my calendar. You can ask me what I'm going to do in 6 months on a Monday. I'll say nothing. Now, the truth is I'm doing a lot on a Monday in 6 months. I just don't know what it's going to be yet. But there's nothing there. On Tuesday, there's mostly nothing. It's still kind of a creative writing day, a day when I could do whatever the heck I want to do. I make phone calls. I could go to the gym. Doesn't really matter. I usually will. But there's nothing there. Now, Wednesday, I get busy because I got a coaching day on Wednesday. I start at 7 a.m. on Wednesday, and I work till about 4 in the afternoon. It's my busy day. My calendar's full. Guess what's on my calendar? A whole day called coaching. Thursday, there's nothing on my calendar. Friday, there's nothing on my calendar. Saturday and Sunday, but God, you better believe there's nothing on my calendar. Wait a second, Scott, why do you have a calendar? Because there's nothing on it. Okay, let me be honest with you here. That's not exactly how it works. That's completely how it works, but not exactly how it works. See, I know in my head, I'm getting up at 4:45. I know between 4:45 and 11 a.m., I'm massively focused in what I'm doing. So essentially, I could put that on my calendar if I want to, but basically what it is that at 11 o'clock, you see me on my calendar, I will write down workout. That's a hard stop. Anything before that is whatever I want to do, but it has to be massively focused. Come back, have my lunch, the afternoon, it's not going to be so focused. Usually to me, it's kind of an organizing thing. So essentially, when I come down to this, I'm reminding myself that in the morning, I'm massively focused, nobody bugs me, I'm going to work out, have some lunch, say hi to my wife, and then kind of fiddle around and get the little stuff done in the afternoon. That's it. Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, Wednesday. I've got to work at it.
What do I do on a Monday morning when I get up and I have nothing on my calendar, but I just know that between 5 o'clock in the morning and 11 o'clock in the morning, I am massively focused. I look at my to-do list. I look at my goal list. I decide what has to be done. What do I have to write? What do I have to create? Who do I have to call? What do I have to do? And that time is my time. Now, what if somebody calls me and says, Scott, I want to talk to you? Well, I know something. I know that in my mind, every single morning is nothing but focus time, period. Every single day, except Wednesday, coaching that day. In the afternoon, I know it's fiddle around time. It's get little stuff done time. My energy's kind of gone. My circadian rhythm a little bit different at that point. My focus is kind of blown for the day. I have accomplished more in a day than most people do in a week, just on one day. Somebody wants to get on my calendar? It's going to be in the afternoon. On that topic, when does somebody get on my calendar? Now, this is something I want to talk to you about because I kind of run across. I'm expecting you to go get the daily, the Perfect Week Planner so you can see this. And there's a video that goes along with it, teaches you how to do it. But on the topic of people getting on my calendar, may I stop and rant for just a little bit? If you allow anybody to get on your calendar without asking, you're silly. Now, I know sometimes you have to, but sometimes you don't. Sometimes you do it just because that's the way you do things. If you're running through your day with your Google Calendar and people can just put you on their calendar and you have to show up and do a meeting, if you are, that's hard. So if you can change that, change it. Don't allow anybody on your calendar. So here's my attitude. Here's what I do. I plan my weeks on Thursday. Usually Thursday afternoon, I sit down for a few minutes and go, okay, what's next week going to be like? And I decide the things I need to do in the next week on Thursday, and I make a note of it, and it's going to happen. Now, I've already done my Perfect Week Planner, so I kind of know the time slots I have available already. It's more of a matter of me deciding what I want to get done next week. I decide who I want to contact. If you contact me on Monday and say you want to get on my calendar, you want to talk to me? I'll flip a coin whether you get the chance to or not. Because usually I'm a week out before anybody gets to have a conversation with me because I already thought about my week. I know what I want to do. Not 100%. If you're a client, if it's urgent, if it's a business deal, if we need a chat, that's doing business. I'm going to get on the phone with you, but I'm not going to interrupt my focus to get it done. I have to tell you, if you'll plan on a Thursday and then hold space for yourself throughout the week to do the stuff you need to do, and everybody's different, so I can't tell you what to do with that. If you do that, your life will change. Very, very quickly, because you'll be in control. So here's what you do. Very simple instructions. Again, I just kind of randomly went over the top of it today, but it works. Everybody I've talked to just loves this, and it should. This is the same one that's used by so many hugely successful people. So how I adopted it. It's how I created it. Go to perfectweekplanner.com. Go get it. When you get it, don't get freaked out about it. It looks very, very simple. Go watch the video, the 12-minute video. Let it explain in detail how to use it. Then use it for week one and week two and maybe the third week. I don't know. Here's the promise I make to you. And this is a promise based on about 3.5 years of having people use this. If you'll start on any day you want to, but get on the habit of doing it on a Thursday, by about the third week of doing it, you're going to be so in control of your schedule, you won't even have to look at it ever again. You'll know exactly what you're supposed to be doing. If you don't like it, you just change it. Takes 2 or 3 weeks to settle it in. And once you get it done, you'll go back every 6 months and update your schedule. In fact, I tell people to do that all the time. It shouldn't change every single day. Your focus every single day needs to be the way you want it to go. That's what you're doing. The stuff you do within that focus will change every single day. I know I kind of meandered all over the place, but it's Friday. You're not paying attention anyway, right? Go get the Perfect Week Planner. PerfectWeekPlanner.com. Trust me on this. Give it a try. It's so simple. You might say, Scott, that ain't going to work for me. I'm too common. I'm too special. I'm different than other people. No, you're not. We're all special. In our own way. Have a good weekend. Keep moving. Gotta get